It's not a typical military training exercise. The all-terrain unit competition took place on Friday at Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point in Havelock. The event, which is in its 20th consecutive year, tests the physical strength and problem-solving abilities of Marines to build camaraderie among their units. Jared Brumbaugh is there and has this for PRE.
As the sun comes up, more than 180 Marines gather at the PT field along Slocum Creek and Roosevelt Boulevard. While Marines are used to high-intensity exercise, today's competition will be a little different. Think a Marine Corps version of a Spartan race or a Tough Mudder. It's a 6.5-mile race over challenging terrain, but with mental obstacles along the way.
Good morning, everyone. I wanted to let you know that we have breakfast.
Many of the participants are wearing workout clothes, but some of the teams are dressed in costumes or matching outfits. Corporal Austin Cable at 2nd Low Altitude Air Defense Battalion wears a colorful onesie and stands along with his teammates dressed up like a unicorn, eagle, cow, and a ninja turtle.
These are some of the finest lag gunners that you will find in the Marine Corps right here. We have the inspiration of the onesies because we just want to know that we're party on the outside, but when the work gets serious, we'll unzip, come out the clothing, and it'd be like a caterpillar. You know, spread our wings and fly.
Lag 3, volunteers.
While the event is meant to be fun, special event coordinator with Semper Fit, Verna Crosby, says it has become more competitive over the years as more units from Cherry Point take part.
They're doing some physical obstacles, like bear crawling. They're doing some obstacles that has to deal with the military history, how they have to answer or no answers to proceed to go to the next level. They're actually becoming closer as a team.
Chief Warrant Officer Derek Bergstrom and his team are dressed like ninjas. They've given themselves the name Team Snake Eyes. None of the teams know what the obstacles will be, but Bergstrom has an idea of what to expect since his team competed last year and placed third.
There was a bunch of events, and the main thing was the zombies chasing after us. That was the hardest part, because you just have to sprint as hard as you can just to get away, because you're wearing a flag around your waist. And that's the main goal. Don't let them get your flag.
Eventually, the race begins, and two members of each team run the first leg of the race before reaching an obstacle. Then, they're joined by two more members of their team before moving on to the next leg. There's a total of 5 legs in the race.
Well, right now, everybody has to carry somebody from the team.
That's Corporal Nathan Tapp with the Motor Transport Utilities Unit. This particular challenge involves one person carrying their teammate in their arms or on their back while running around a gravel loop.
So there's 4 teams of 2. We all have to go at least twice. We had to do the wedding carry, and it's honestly, it killed my calves.
Once that challenge is complete, each unit has to do a set of centipede push-ups. That's when a line of people do push-ups with their feet on the back of their teammate's shoulders. Strength and conditioning coach for the high-intensity tactical training program, Jalinda Flewellen, designed the challenges for today's course.
So most of the exercises we've kept kind of simple, stuff that they do on a regular basis, training as a tactical athlete. So the exercises can't be too complicated as far as execution, but it should be physically challenging for them. And we've combined different military questions, whether it's military riddle, Marine Corps history, etc., because we're trying to throw in the component of making them think through their body when it's exhausted and how well is their brain functioning. So it's a mind and body combination that we're forcing in them at this leg.
At the final obstacle, each team has to answer a question correctly before moving on to the next challenge. There's 5 questions and 5 physical obstacles.
Everybody come in. One person answers it to me and whisper it in my ear.
The penalty for getting an answer wrong is 20 burpees. It's another 2 miles of running to reach the finish line. Corporal Tyler Hess and his team, Nunchuck Ducks, complete the race and give each other high fives.
We came out here, we do what we do. Threw up a little bit on the back, so we changed our name from Nunchuck to Upchuck Ducks. But it's okay. We still finished strong. Finished as a team. Quack, quack, baby.
Eventually, Team Snake Eyes crosses the finish line and celebrates together.
Now we want to do the award ceremony.
Team Snake Eyes finished the race in 10th place. The team from the 2nd Low Altitude Air Defense Battalion placed 5th. And with a time of 1 hour and 6 minutes, the Nunchuck Ducks came in 3rd place. The first place winner of this year's competition was the team Bad Company from FRC East. The unit received $600 toward the recreation fund. The all-terrain unit competition is as much about fun as it is about fitness and team building. Corporal Austin Cable says training with his team strengthens the confidence he has in himself and his team.
Because the fact of the matter is we never know what we're facing in real life, just like we didn't know what we were facing on this course. So you always got to be able to adapt and overcome. That's what the Marines pride ourselves on. So if we can adapt and overcome to this course, then we should be able to adapt and overcome something we see on the battlefield.
For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.